So Manny hey. Likes it.
What?
I didn't realize we were recording.
Yeah, we Sorry. Are. Kittens in a bed. Tumblr.com.
Tumblr.com. I got a little kitten chewing on my finger. She's gonna bite it off. So what's going on, Bibbis?
Not much.
Hey, I dropped the N-bomb in the apartment today.
Yeah, nice one. You dropped it on yesterday's show, too.
What?
On Sunday's show, you said.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't say that, like, I wasn't saying
Whatever,
it in
racist.
The I wasn't saying it in the presence of an N-bomb.
Oh my god. All right.
Oh god. Let's no, seriously guys.
Let's just ignore that part. Yeah, dude. Okay, let me give you the etiquette of Xbox Live. When someone is using racial slurs and calling you out, blah, 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 don't get mad at them and say, don't use the N-word, don't use the N-word, and don't say N-word when you actually say the word. And our walls aren't that
Yeah, I know. I said thick. I said the N-word as someone outside the apartment was, like, opening the door. And walking right by our apartment, so I know they heard it, and now I'm sure yeah. we're going to get evicted.
No, we're not going to get
being
evicted.
Being racist. But I'm not a racist. You I was getting get... pissed off because that guy kept saying it over and over and over, and I was like, dude, right. stop saying bleep.
The best way to deal with someone like
is
that
mute it, I know. But I'm a girl, and I like to fight with people.
Also.
What?
You can't get evicted for being racist.
That's against the law.
Discrimination.
So.
It's called the Constitution.
I'm not
Freedom
a racist.
Of speech.
And I would
I
never.
Mean, if you were doing like hateful things to someone,
like killing people in here.
Yeah, I guess I, what's hate speech, but that's still protected under Constitution, shouldn't it?
I don't know.
I guess you can't say I want to. I hope everyone goes out and kills.
Because you can't say
Spanish
fire
people.
In a theater. That's not protected
right.
under free speech.
Because
right. it incites a riot.
Or, yeah, endangering others, but
right.
just calling someone a name is fine, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called freedom of speech.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway.
Anyway.
So I thought.
Kidding.
I thought
chill
a
out.
Kid in my class today was gonna have a seizure.
Yeah.
He's my favorite kid.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very difficult, and he. He was kind of being his typical cranky, misbehaving self,
mm-hmm.
but, like, a little more pathetic than usual.
Okay.
Like, he was very whiny and very sad, and he just kept wanting to, like, crawl on my lap. So we were outside for a little bit, we're coming back in, and he starts screaming at the top of his lungs that he wants ice. So I let go
like
of
ice
him.
Cream?
No, like ice, like ice cubes.
Oh.
So I come, I go, I leave him, and I go into the kitchen to get ice, and I come back, and he is sprawled out on the floor, like, screaming his head off. So I give him the ice, and he couldn't even get up. So I carried him to his little cot, and he fell asleep, but the entire time he was sleeping, he was, like, twitching the whole time. Like, you know how, like, you twitch when you're just about to go to sleep?
Right.
He was doing that, but it was, like...
While he was sleeping.
Yeah. And, like, his eye was twitching, and his mouth was twitching, and I could see the his pulse, like, in his neck was, like, making his ear move.
Uh-huh.
And I thought he was going to have a seizure, because that seems to be the popular thing to do with kids in my school.
Yeah, they love
They like having seizures. But he was okay. He's not going to be in class tomorrow, though. And, Yeah.
Hope it's all right.
Yeah, he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. But pretty boring day. Didn't really do much of anything. I've had substitutes in my class working with me. Substitutes.
Oh.
In my class working with me last Wednesday. Because the teacher that I normally work with was on vacation. And it's been a challenge.
Challenge.
Yeah. But anyway, I digress. What's going on with you?
Work was pretty laid back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got my lunch.
Yeah.
Watched some Hulu.
Yeah.
Did some work. Mm-hmm. Did some more work. Did some work before lunch.
Did some animations. You're such a worker.
Did you get my panda animation?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I love pandas.
Drawing a bunch of pandas for the Olympics.
I love pandas.
The cute Olympics. The
cute Olympics. It's oh, we should cute put games. We should put Dharma in there.
Yeah.
We should put Dharma in there. George Carlin died.
What?
George Carlin is dead. Which sucks.
Now, if there is a hell, he's totally going there, right?
Well, he's like the Satan. He's like it's like he just went home.
Oh. Do you believe in hell?
Like the red fiery place that's run by the little guy with pointy ears and a cape and a tail? No.
What kind of hell do you believe in?
I don't think it's heaven or hell. I think it's just non-existence. Like, I think the way I vision what happens after death.
Uh-huh.
Like, if we're going to be, if we are aware of it,
right.
It's like going into your closet, turning out the light and shutting the door and just sitting there.
That's boring.
Yeah. It's just complete darkness and silence and non-existence. That's what I think the afterlife is.
I don't believe in hell or heaven.
If there's
or,
heaven. Yeah.
I think when you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah.
You stop living.
Do you think we're reincarnated?
No.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yep. And 9/11 was an inside job, yo. What? I'm sorry.
You're such a weirdo. Do you think it was an inside job? Are we going to talk about that?
You want to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about it. That stuff makes my brain hurt.
Naomi's doing some research on a book she's writing. And a story.
Yeah. No. No, it's fictional. It's a story.
A story she's writing, and a lot of it is 9/11 conspiracy theories and stuff.
No, I
remember... What? What?
Never mind.
What?
Never mind. No, never mind.
They're theories, right?
Yeah. It yeah, sucks. But now it sounds like I'm like this, like I'm writing, like, I don't know.
I said it's research. Dude, can I finish?
Yeah, finish. Please? Finish.
I remember watching Z-Geist,
yeah.
This online movie, and like right after I watched it, I was like, oh my god. We're all gonna die. Like,
our government's gonna kill us?
Yeah, like, Z-Geist is like broken apart into like three different types, like three different parts.
Mm-hmm.
The religion part was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the September 11th one. And that was just, it fucks with your head. I forget what the third one was. It's like, I wanna believe this, and I don't wanna believe it.
You want to believe what? That it was a terrorist attack or that it was an inside job?
I want to believe both.
Okay.
Like, I'm not sure what I want to believe.
Right.
Because...
Isn't it nice that we get to pick what we believe?
Yeah, both are really fucked up.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, like, I am not about to say I agree with any of these conspiracy theories. I'm not gonna say that. Having said that...
Mm-hmm.
I've come across a lot of things that kind of make you go, uh-huh. Oh, really?
Wasn't there a song like that?
Things that make you go, hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
It's like September 11th makes you go, hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up because you're not like when I was watching this thing online, it's like, who made this?
Right.
Are these facts really facts?
Right.
Like,
well, that's just it. Like, you have no idea.
You don't even know if the news is real.
Right. Which is another conspiracy theory. They're saying that the news was behind the 9/11 conspiracy. That everyone was in on it except the citizens.
See, but, like,
it's just,
that's a big secret to keep.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. It is.
It's just like that, the whole, like, Area 51 deal.
Right.
It's like... That's a really big secret they keep from people.
But...
Fucking spaceship.
And we aliens. Also have, like, a country full of people that are completely satisfied to not think about anything.
Yeah, that's a bunch of those.
You know? That they're just happy to believe whatever is fed to them, and that's it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's easier to keep those secrets than you think. Because people don't question things.
Right.
But then, like you said, we got fucking George Bush as our president. How can someone as completely unintelligent as he is pull off something so huge like that without leaving, like, a trail of insanity behind him?
Right.
You know?
It's all wizardry, I think.
It's wizardry. Fucking, I don't know. It makes my head hurt. It really, like, even, like, ugh.
All right, let's leave it. Let's leave it.
Can't deal. I love you. I love you. This was a weird show.
Wizards.
Wizards and Harry Potter and Obama.
Love you.
Obama.